we might as well get going and just cover some of the more urgent things.
Sure.
Shall I just run down the agenda since I put it together? So we'll skip the number three, the critical thing, post-mortem. Do we want to do it with just the three of us, especially when Till is not even here?
I missed that one too, so.
Which one did you miss? Oh, you missed the
architecture
one. Yeah, but you were at the metadata one, though.
Yeah.
No, not metadata. Why did I say metadata?
No, that was, well.
It should have been the OntoHub.
OntoHub, yeah.
Yeah, typo. That's a typo. Should be the OntoHub. 327. So do we want to talk about this or should we defer?
Probably might be best if we focus on stuff that's coming up so we can kind of, there's only a few of us and doing a retrospective isn't as, and while all three of us were there, it's not a big thing. We might want to focus on stuff that's coming up.
Okay. Yeah. So I think the big thing would be our presence at the symposium.
Right.
Definitely. I was hoping maybe people who would be doing things are here, and it looks like you are the only one since you are going to do the OntoHub demo there.
Right.
The StoCop demo people aren't here, and I think that's all the more reason why you might want to get Gary and like Dennis Wisnowski's person. But Dennis is already coming to this
right.
Thursday's call, so
right.
So maybe you send another note to this Jonathan person asking that he comes. I don't know how much is he involved. I don't know the names. Because
so which Jonathan person? The one that's with Dennis Wisnowski?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember people talking about, I mean, both Amanda and Corey mentioning that Dennis actually has a technical team that has been going around with him. So he does the sort of high-level thing, and then he actually have hands-on people.
Right.
Working on those. We probably want those people at the session. And,
right.
And this Thursday is probably a good time to convince them to come and tell us, I mean, what they need and so on and so forth.
Okay. I'll get hold of them for that.
Okay. And also people like, what's his name? Paul Hoffman and so on.
Yeah. I'll be sending out the other, Yeah, you just sent out the invitation
right.
general, so I'll resend
so
that.
Just forward that because that has all the details. All right. Action item. Did you get Mike Bennett to upload the OOR thing? The ontology to OOR. So I'm looking below 392J. If yes.
I didn't know that was one of my action items.
I thought you said you were going to do it at the last call.
Okay, no, that's totally slipped off my... Sorry.
Okay, not a problem, not a problem. Okay, ORNL DAC, Lynn is still working on it. The MMI, I meant to send out a message. I haven't sent that out yet. I will try to do it sometime soon. I was hoping to do it right before this meeting, but something else crept up, and I didn't manage to do it. So, Cobb, yeah, that's hopefully Gary can come on Thursday, and we can spend some time discussing that. So I suggested you might have one or two opening slides for Thursday that you can pass on to.
Yeah, so what do you think that information should be? Just...
what you need covered, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably ask the panel people what else do they need to know about the symposium, ask the demo people what they need to know and what we need to know to help them get ready, and then ask everybody else whether they have logistic issues, they don't know how to sign into NIST. I mean, it's the same detail we try to cover every year.
Right. It's, okay. It's
pre-session.
Okay, I'll get that done this afternoon.
Right. Great. And so COP, and then the last one is gatekeeping. That's Ken. I guess you're still working on it, right?
Yeah. Still working. Also working on the use case, updating the use cases.
Good. And planning coordination of upcoming events. We have spent all the way up to May 1. So we are covered all this month. And if we want to pencil in another few dates for, let's say, OR metadata session, architecture session, this is a good time because this is the planning call. So I have on the notes 392U. We're looking below 3920.
Right.
It's 392U. Your next metadata session would be on Federation, right?
Ontology mapping.
Not the next one is on. The next one is on. I have sort of tentatively titled it as metadata in ontology mapping.
That's right. That's the title that I was advertising.
Yeah, you only said ontology mapping, so I added metadata in.
Oh, okay.
So metadata in ontology mapping. That's the next one we have a date. And then the one following that, you were planning to do metadata for Federation?
I guess that's a possibility. We can see what the response is at the mapping session.
Okay. Do you want to fix a date yet?
Not for Federation, no.
So we'll
I have no idea who would be on that panel right now.
Okay, so maybe we make a note to say we'll try to fix the date during the mapping session.
Yeah.
So Ken, would you like to fix a date for the next maybe architecture API session?
Well, it would be in May, right?
We're into May now. I don't want to go into our next team meeting and then have to plan the session that's right next week. So if we have maybe one more session planned out, then at least we've got 2 weeks to think about things. You want to take on the A8 date, possibly?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here. Yeah, that's pretty good for me.
Okay.
I can't speak for Todd, but it's okay for me.
All right, so tentatively, architecture API, what is the number? 13 now?
Could be.
Or 11. Is that 11?
11? No, I think we've got past 10. Let me look below.
Maybe it's 12.
12. 12.
Yeah, 12. Okay.
It would be
12. Yeah, but we're losing audience. What can we do? I mean that's some of the sessions. Like, if we pick the right topic, like finance. I mean, like Michael. I mean, got financial ontology metadata, and all of a sudden we've got like 20 some people, which was normal. But having
Peter, that may be true, but we certainly made progress in the last workshop 11. There were a lot of useful things that came up.
Mm-hmm.
See, the difference is the architecture API ones are more like an internal, you know, development team kind of meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way you're going to get more people participating is get more people involved in the active development.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these other sessions are kind of more general interest. You don't actually have to be working on the any of the, you know, OOR sandboxes or anything like that in order to participate.
Okay.
But that's my feeling, right?
I mean, if we all feel comfortable about it, then I'm fine too.
It would be better to get more participants in the actual development. That's kind of the source of the smaller numbers.
I mean, I guess the addition of the Onto IOP people is a great booster.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah. Architecture 12. Yeah, we got metadata 8. We'll talk
right,
about.
Right. So I don't have. Yeah. No. Sorry. Oh, that's metadata 8. Yeah. That'll be possibly federation.
Yeah. Okay.
So for 7, back for the April 24th call, I've sent out invitations to, you know, Natasha Noy and her group. Uh-huh. To Jerome Usenat and his group, and also to Marco Shorelemmer. Mm-hmm. But I haven't received any definite confirmations yet. They're still thinking about it.
Uh-huh. So. Okay. And then OOR Dev number 8. Do we want a Dev? Maybe we should talk about it at the next team call. We long time ago, I mean probably like 2 years ago, I mean more than 2 years ago, roughly 2 years ago, we had content 1 with Pat Cassidy saying that he'll do the formal ontology pieces and Denise planning to champion the NKOS community content.
Right.
It sort of fizzled out. So we should, try to do OR content too. But since there's only 3 of us, I mean, it's probably not the best time to discuss it here. But do think about the next 2. Maybe at the May 1 meeting, we can talk about it more. Any ideas?
To try to generate more interest in the adding content, you mean?
Yes, not more interest, but almost getting more organized in terms of content.
Right.
Maybe, I mean, it's a chicken and egg thing. If the platform is more mature, then I guess we'll be in a better shape to do it. I don't know. Maybe it's still premature. Or maybe it's great. Maybe when the Onto IOP pieces are better together, then we have more ammunition because we can sort of fly between first order logic and OWL.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't think that the lack of a common logic platform is necessarily a bottleneck. I mean, the fact is there aren't that many common logic ontologies being developed. So I wouldn't put that down as being one of the reasons why there's not as much participation. You know, with Calore, we're about the only ones that are actually writing common logic ontologies. So I think it's more, I'm not really sure, what really is kind of the.
I don't think it's a participation issue. I mean, we haven't even sort of systematically solicited content we don't even have a very stable platform quite yet, and so on. So we still need to be slightly more stable,
right?
I guess in the platforms before we could make an initiative. But then we need the champions. We don't have the champions, which I think is why, also partly why this is behind. I say the SOCOP people actually have a fairly good SOCOP instance, if you go look at it, because they have a community, and Gary Burcross is driving that.
Right.
And they have reasons to drive that, because they have received an NSF grant, and soon enough, I mean, they have to turn up something. So which sort of get them into a more positive mode of operation.
See, in a way, it's kind of like a community-wide issue that you know, there aren't people really aren't in the outside of the bio community, right? They're not really in the frame of mind where they say, "Oh, we want to contribute ontologies to this broader, you know, for other people to reuse." Everything still is pretty proprietary,
right.
You know, kind of outside of the standards projects.
Okay, well, I one thing though, I don't know if I had discussed this with you. Do you remember I suggested one name, Gene Hong, that you might invite as a panelist?
No, I don't remember that. Where is this person?
I don't even know where she is physically now. She used to be with JPL, used to be the chief knowledge architect, and then worked with Ontolog in this series called OKM DS, Ontology for Knowledge Management and Decision Support. She was the chair for the KMGov, the Government Knowledge Management Group, and she's not an ontologist, but has a good affinity in supporting the use of more formal methods. And now she has sort of moved out, at least either on assignment and this has been for a year now, moved to the data.gov, moved to the White House as the data.gov evangelist.
Okay.
But that was when what's his name, the last guy who resigned, the last CIO.
Well, you know, maybe
yeah.
Maybe we should have an OR content session then again, like sometime in May.
Let me finish my little trend of thought and so to make sense. That's why, and she's an Ontolog member for a long time. And she just lurks, but I mean, I've heard her speak like in other occasions, for example, even at the NASA site, I mean, they frame like Ontolog wiki content, because I mean, we jointly produce this mini series. So she's a supporter and she had, I mean, I've heard her told her staff, I mean, whatever Ontolog asked for, just support them. I mean, statements like that. And then Ernie, I mean, this is totally independent of me. Ernie actually invited her to speak at one of the big data sessions, the first one. Except that right the day, I think the day before she was supposed to speak, her brother died, and she had to go to the funeral. That's why somebody else took her place to speak. But she's still like forwarding our invitations of the Ontology Summit stuff to other people and so on. So I was hoping that one, we bring them in and try to line up that ontology community with data.gov connection. I mean, that has been a stronghold of Jim Handler and the semantic web people, but not too much with the ontologist. I have been proposing, not to the data.gov people, but to George Strawn, about the possibility of taking all the data.gov stuff. They are already, I mean, RPI already started with building some vocabulary, they call vocabulary, which is sort of at least the schemas of the data sets. But then they ran out of funding and that stopped. I'm hoping that, I mean, if they have some funding, maybe work with the ontology community so that instead of just doing vocabulary, do make ontologies or at least schemas of the of all the data.gov, or maybe progressively one at a time until you've got all the data.gov ontologies, put them onto OOR, and then data.gov will be a lot more useful than just than just a sort of LOD type stuff. Because the next thing, I mean, the only thing they would want to, they would know how to do now because of the Tim Berners-Lee influence is to sort of shift over to LOD. I think that's totally underutilizing what data.gov would mean.
Okay.
And so if you invite those that group in there, and then we have, let's say, OSTP, George, and I sent you the, because I did ask, and I sort of intentionally sent that to you and Rao. George Strawn, who's the director of the NCO, and his associate director, Mark Luca, are planning to be at the symposium for both days, which is great. They were both there last year, but I think they were both there only for the first day.
Okay.
So we have like the two top people from the National Coordination Office at the summer symposium. And politically, I mean, that's, I think that's very important. And because NCO is part of OSTP, and if we could team up, but data.gov is part of the White House CIO office, which is sort of a different animal. If we have supporters from both the White House CIO's office and the Office of Science and Technology Policy, I think we will have a much stronger position. So inviting Gene is a fairly strategic move.
Okay, and you know, again, like this would be potentially part of a kind of an OR content session.
No, I mean part of it could be part of your panel. I mean, if you,
you're talking about the symposium.
I mean, you're talking about the symposium.
No, okay. No, but would George be on the panel, or would this other person be on the panel?
Who? Well, Nancy, supposedly Nancy, not Nancy, Wendy.
Wendy's not going to be on the panel. I spoke with Ron yesterday, and Wendy's going to give a half-hour presentation between the demo session and the general discussion.
So she's not part of the panel?
No.
Okay, then please invite George to be on the panel.
That's what I got from the first part of our conversation, yeah.
No, I didn't even know if you're inviting him. That's why I was thinking even if he is not invited to do anything, at least he can put in he can open Wendy's talk.
Okay, no. Sorry, Peter, I thought at the beginning of the meeting you suggested that George be on the panel. I thought, okay, great idea. So I'm going to send George an invitation to be on the panel.
Okay. Oh, I suggested George and Jean at our organizing committee meeting last Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Their contacts are probably, I mean, if you click on the name, and if you go back to the organizing committee minutes,
okay,
both their names are there, and then you can find their contact, or ping me if you want the contact. Steve, on the other hand, suggested Tom Khalil.
I really don't remember this conversation at the organizing committee meeting to have Tom, to have these people on the panel.
Can you go to that page now?
Maybe.
If you go to that page,
really?
I'll can give you the purple number right away.
Okay. This is the March 30th call, right?
Right. Are you on that page?
Yeah.
Okay, go to, one moment, go to purple number 38WL.
Okay, I got Olivier Bordenreiter, I guess that was the thing, okay.
Right, Lynn, we talked about Lynn Pushart and Paul Hoffman were the confirmed ones, then we suggested Wendy, whether she's a panelist or part of Track 3, and now she's sort of an independent speaker.
Right.
And then I suggested George Strong, Gene Holm, and then Steve suggested Tom Khalil.
Okay, I missed that name.
And then we also talked about Olivier Bodenrider, and you picked up on that one.
Yeah.
But then Tom Khalil sort of duplicates George.
So
you should consider either George or Tom Khalil, because they are both OSTP.
Okay. I'll try George first.
Okay, I mean George is part of us because
he's
part of the organizers and he's sort of been watching behind the scene and guiding Ernie's work, actually.
Right.
Mm. So that's the situation.
Okay, I have his email here. Okay.
Right. So, great we spoke. So going further below, that's about it. And it's half an hour.
Right.
Yeah. So, anything else, Ken? From Ken, maybe? Michael?
No, nothing for me right now.
Nope. I got a big to-do list now.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Talk to you guys
later.
Hey, talk to you guys.
Tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right. When's our next OR meeting? Next OR meeting would be the 24th, which would be your session.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
Okay.
Also, greetings from me.
Oh, we're just finishing up.
Yeah. I have been listening, but yeah.
Okay.
Nice
you're here. Good. I have one question. If you go to the OR page, you notice that we're starting to get all the team sites to also be accessible as something.or.net. Can I sort of map that, map a sort of ontohub.or.net to the ontohub demo site?
Yeah, sure. Yes,
yeah.
Please go ahead.
Okay, this is the item 392i or 392h on the page. So I get your blessing. So I'll do that.
Yeah, yes, please, yeah.
Okay.
So which page? I have here the OR page on Ontolog, but...
Yeah, I'll put it on this, on the chat.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make a note saying till confirms okay that this is okay.
Yeah.
Or you can put it on the chat and say yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay, now it's on the chat.
All right, great. That's all we have for today. Do you have, but I mean, there's only three of us now. Michael had to run. So you have other things, or shall we defer to the next call then?
Yeah, I think, so we have discussed today a lot on OntoHub, but that's mainly how to organize the group and to divide the work and so on. So
yeah, we're definitely
we will report.
Looking forward to OntoHub. I don't know if you were here when we talked about you guys. We said, I mean, the participation of your group is a real boost to all of us.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I was a bit late, so I didn't hear that. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So that's the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye, Ken.
Bye.